Chapter 5. Outsmarting the Witch. I look at Frankie, Robin, Penny, and Dorothy. That wasn't any of their voices. It didn't sound like the witch's voice either, but it did come from the other side of the dungeon door. There's a small window in the door, and when I look through, I see a skinny munchkin girl in a blue dress and pointy purple shoes. She has long, curly blue hair and blue lip gloss. At least she's not carrying a spear. "Oh, hi," I say. "We didn't know you were there." "Sorry," the munchkin says, waving. "I didn't mean to surprise you or be all negative, but it's hard to be positive when you constantly have to do things against your better judgment." "What do you mean?" Robin asks, coming to stand beside me. "All us munchkins are magically enslaved by the Wicked Witch," she explains. "We hate her, but we have to do what she says even though we don't want to." "Right. That must be hard," I say. "It is," she says with a nod, her curly hair bouncing on her shoulders. "I'm Orly, the dungeon guard, and I really feel bad about you girls and dogs being locked down here." "I'm Abby," I say, "and this is Robin, Frankie, and Penny, and that's Dorothy in the blue and white dress. Oh, and this is Prince," I say, giving Prince's paw a little wave. "And that dog in Dorothy's arms is Toto." Toto barks. "Orly," Robin asks through the door, "since the witch isn't here, maybe you can just open the door with your key and let us out? Dorothy really wants to go home. We all do." Orly shakes her head. "Wish I could," she says, "but you'll have to come up with a plan that doesn't include me." "I have an idea," Penny says, coming over to the door too. "We wait until the witch falls asleep and then swipe her magic silver shoes." "Impossible," Orly says. "The witch sleeps in them." "Oh, of course she does." "How about when she's taking a shower?" Robin asks. "Water makes her melt," I say. "She probably doesn't shower." "She definitely doesn't shower," Orly says. "She is super stinky."
"Ew," Penny exclaims, holding her nose. "That sounds even worse than a smelly dog."
"Dogs are not smelly," I protest.
"Ruff,"
Prince barks, as if in agreement.
"Ruff, ruff."
Penny sighs. She kicks off one of her sneakers and wiggles her big toe. "I think I'm getting a blister." Toto whimpers.
"Aw, Toto, it's okay," Dorothy coos to him. "We'll be home soon, and we'll run around the prairie and have all sorts of fun and play fetch."
As soon as Dorothy says fetch, Toto springs out of her arms. He and Prince both make a run for Penny's loose shoe. Prince grabs it in his mouth and charges back across the room.
"Hey, stop that mutt," Penny cries to Prince.
"Sorry," I say. "Dorothy said fetch."
"He better give me back my shoe," Penny says.
She hops over to Prince, holding her bare foot off the ground.
"Bad dog, bad dog."
"He didn't know," I say. "Prince, drop the shoe." Prince drops it, and Penny picks it up.
"Ew, it's wet. My fancy new sneaker."
"It's just a shoe. It's not like it has magic powers or anything. Unless..."
"Penny," I exclaim, "you have fancy new sneakers."
"Yes," she says, "I do. Correction, I have fancy new sneakers that are now covered in dog slobber." I ignore the comment. "What if we convince the witch that your sneakers are magical, that they are even more magical than her silver slippers, and then somehow get her to trade her shoes with yours?"
"I don't want to give up my new shoes," Penny protests, putting the slobbery shoe back on.
"It's a good plan," Frankie says.
Penny sticks out her feet, showing her shoes off to everyone.
"I guess they'd be worth trading for Ruby slippers, and I can always get another pair of these. Ruby slippers are one in a million."
silver slippers, I correct. Why do they call them slippers? Robin asks. They're not bunny slippers. I think it's just another word for shoes, I explain hastily, and we need them to get us out of here.
Yay! I'm getting the magic slippers, Penny exclaims.
Dorothy is, I say.
It doesn't have to be Dorothy, Penny says. Any of us could wear the slippers.
I roll my eyes. But Dorothy is the one who ends up with the shoes in the story.
But I'll be the one giving up my shoes, Penny says.
We can argue technicalities later. I look out the door window again.
Orly, could you summon the witch for us?
Orly shakes her head.
She always ignores us, Munchkins, when we ask to see her.
Her eyes light up.
But I know how you can do it.
How? I ask.
Remember how cold it got in here before? Orly says.
Yeah, I say.
Well, every so often, the witch will spy on you down here in the dungeon using her magic ball. If it gets really cold in here, that's how you know she's watching.
So how does that help us? Robin asks.
When you know the witch is watching, Orly says, start talking about how magical and special Penny's shoes are. She'll want them. Trust me, she'll want them.
Perfect, I say. Not really, Frankie says. Wouldn't she realize that if Penny's shoes were really magical, we'd be out of here by now?
I instantly deflate. Frankie's right. Although, maybe the witch isn't that smart, Robin says. And what other options do we have? A cold blast of air suddenly fills the dungeon. The witch is listening. It's now or never. I glance around the room. Everyone nods.
Here goes nothing.
Penny,
I say loudly.
Your checkered sneakers are so cool.
My voice sounds super fake.
I was with Penny when she bought them in the magic shop, Frankie shouts. The sales clerk said whoever wears them will have the power to read minds.
Yep,
Penny adds, cupping her hands around her mouth as if speaking through a megaphone.
And they can turn you invisible if you give your feet a little stomp.
They were, really expensive, Robin adds, but so worth it for all their amazing powers.
Too bad the magic powers don't kick in until whoever has them on has worn them for 6 hours, Frankie adds.
Smart.
That's right, I say. Penny's only had them on for 3 hours.
Because I bought them this morning, Penny says.
So the magic won't work for a little while, I add.
Is this starting to sound ridiculous? I think it is.
I wish I had a pair of magic black and white checkered sneakers,
Dorothy yells with a grin, catching on. Go, Dorothy.
Do you know that once you've been wearing the shoes for 6 hours, you can turn vegetables into candy?
Robin asks.
And tissues into dollar bills,
Penny adds. Now we're definitely pushing it.
These are one-of-a-kind shoes, I say, wanting to wrap it up before my friends go too far. And the only pair in existence are on Penny's feet.
The cold air goes away as suddenly as it came.
Ah,
which means the witch has stopped listening. Did we do a convincing enough job? We all wait.
Out of the way, Munchkin,
shouts a distant voice.
Yes, it's the witch. Her voice is coming from up the stairs.
The door creaks open and we all turn as the witch stomps into the dungeon. The witch focuses her one eye on Penny.
You, give me your shoes, now.
Penny smiles triumphantly.
Sure, I'll switch with you. Hurrah! My plan worked. I was truly worried the witch wouldn't be dumb enough to fall for it.
The witch points her gnarled finger in Penny's face.
Who said anything about switching?
The witch snaps. Penny puts her hands on her hips.
Well, I can't go around shoeless,
especially in this dungeon. The floor is concrete.
You give me the shoes, the witch snarls, or I will zap you into oblivion and take them.
Yikes. Penny slips off her shoes.
Wise,
the witch says, her voice dripping with menace. She snatches up the sneakers and slams the door behind her. Crumbs. I hope they're too small on her and give her blisters, Penny mutters, glaring at me. Great idea, Abby. My cheeks heat up. It almost worked, I say. But almost isn't getting us out of this dungeon. Now what?
Okay, I have another idea, Penny says.
What? I ask.
Let's ask Orly to steal the witch's magic shoes for us, Penny says.
I see Orly's face pop up into the window.
Sorry, but I can't, Orly says. The magic spell that enslaves the Munchkins would not allow it.
Oh, yeah, Penny says, her shoulders slumping.
I'm about to go on my evening snack break, Orly says. I'm sorry I can't help you. I wish I could. All I can say is that it's a good thing the witch didn't ask me to lock the door when she left, because then I would have had to lock the door.
Wait, are you saying what I think you're saying? I ask.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Orly calls out.
I turn to my friends. The door is unlocked. Let's go, Dorothy cries. You should know the witch will go to sleep at 9 p.m. exactly, Orly adds. She'll be sleeping in the new sneakers, I suppose, and the magic slippers will be right by her bed. I'm just mentioning these details in case you're curious.
I give Orly a thumbs up through the glass.
Thank you for letting us know, but you won't get in trouble? I follow orders. She didn't tell me to lock the door. I did nothing wrong.
Thank you, Orly, I say. She winks.